think, you know, everyone's all chilled out and relaxed. And then when they come in the middle of the Gemara class, I don't know what's going on. Gemara is the only subject you got to be here on time, because it really, it's... Here we go. So we're recapping. We're up to through point seven in this sugya of the drasha, the yotza chinam ein kosef. She goes out free. The girl who was sold into slavery, she goes out free, and there is no money. What do each one of these clauses teach us? So the Gemara suggested, it teaches us, she goes out free when she's a bogeres. Oh, thank you. Thank you. She goes out free when she is a bogeres at 12 and a half. And there is no money. She goes free when she is a nara, when she is 12. So the Gemara asks, if the Torah says she can become free as a nara, we don't have to say she comes free as a bogeres. So Gemara says, no, we need both of them. As we explained with the story of the Jewish slaves that belong to a Kohen. The Torah says that a Jewish slave that belongs to a Kohen, although a Canaanite slave may eat truma because he is owned by the Kohen, Jewish slaves are not owned by a Kohen, and therefore they cannot eat it. But we don't know what kind of Jewish slave we're talking about. And the Torah refers to them as a toshav and a sochir. And a toshav is someone who is a person who, a nirtzah, someone who has his ears pierced. He stays till yovel. And a sochir is a person who works for 6 years. So again, we have two of them. And why do we need two of them? If I only have one, that would be good enough. If I have the one who's for 6 years, and if I have the one that's forever, till Yovel can't eat from the Truma, then certainly only for 6 years doesn't have to eat from the Truma. So why do I need both? And the answer was, because if we only wrote Toshav, then we wouldn't know what it meant. Because a Toshav could mean either one. Toshav means somebody who lives with you. So then if we didn't have any under reference, we think, well, maybe only the guy who's for 6 years, because he's not so long, can't eat from the truma. But maybe the guy who stays until the yovel could eat from the truma. So we don't know what toshav means. So therefore we say, no, we have toshav and sachir. So toshav teaches us the nirtza, the one who stays till yovel, and the other one teaches us the one for 6 years. And between the two, we understand pshat. And you're right, at the end of the day, one clause is sort of extra, but it's extra in order to make it understandable for what the other one means. So let's say the same thing in point seven, the conclusion of answer number one. Had the Torah only used one clause regarding the woman's freedom, and she goes free, we would have not known that she goes free about coming on an ara. We would have thought maybe only if she is a bogeres. Only when we have both clauses do we know that the Nara is included. When you have both clauses, so the extra clause lets us know what the other clause means. If I only would have one clause, I wouldn't be sure what it meant. I would think, if I only had one clause, I think the later age is when she goes free, and not the earlier age. So I don't know the earlier age by saying two clauses. That's the answer.
What was the
pasuk
again?
Which one?
With no money.
So she goes free with no money. So one clause is nothing. It says if a man sells his daughter, then the man who buys her should be doing a number of things, either marrying her, giving her to his son, or somebody else buys him out. And if these three things are not done, then she goes free. Doesn't say at what age, at what time. She goes free, and there is no money.
So I'm trying to understand how I get the whole thing with the coin and how does that justify the no money clause?
No, it's an extra clause. So in other words, you go free, and nothing had to happen. It's just the passage of time. she turns this age, boom, she's free. And if he will not do any of these three things, then she goes free. Now, obviously, he can't go free the first minute he bought her. He buys her. Okay, he buys an 8-year-old girl, let's say. So now, what's the Torah saying? Torah's saying, now, you know what you should do, mister? You should marry her. Let your son marry her. Let somebody else buy her out. And she becomes free. If you don't do any of those three things, she goes free. Now, when does she go free? The next day?
No.
Doesn't say when she goes free. I don't know when she goes free. All the rabbis have to tell us. She goes free when she reaches a certain age. Now, if it only said she goes free, I don't know what the age is. I'd assume the latest age possible, which would be 12 and a half, a Bogeris. When it says ein kasav and there is no money, she goes free and there is no money. So now we're suggesting there's two possible time frames when she is 12 and a half and 12. Why do I got to say both? Because I only had one. I think it's 12 and a half. So I have to have two, an extra clause to let me know what the minimum amount could be. That's the answer. And we see we did the same thing with the slaves.
Well, the slaves was much more relevant to the subject. Like, you had two slaves, one that's 6 years, one that's 49 years. And one puts the other in context. If you didn't have both, I get that. But the no money doesn't put... I can understand that it would be the same parallel if you said Bogeris and Nara. And you said, why do I need to say both of those? That would be like the two types of slaves.
We have two types.
You follow me? If you have the Toshav and Sacher, so if we use both terms, so we put them in context. Otherwise, you wouldn't know the one from 6 years can't eat, right? So if you did the same thing with a Bulgaris and a Nara, I can understand the parallel. But now we're saying we have this extra clause, no money, and we're using this the coin and his slaves as the reason why we have an extra clause with no money for the girl. It doesn't connect.
Why doesn't it connect?
Because
what's wrong with no? She goes free, right? She goes free. So no, she goes free means at a certain age, right? She goes free at a certain age. What age?
I don't know.
If you don't tell me anymore, I assume the latest age possible, 12 and a half. Right? I say she goes free and no money means you get no money, mister. Right? Which effectively means you get no money. So why do I need that? Because we're adding on another particular age, which could be, 12, Anara. So now between the two, I know that Anara is covered.
You're saying
so what's bothering you? What is exactly
bothering
you?
He said once it's 12 and a half, why do we have to go back to 12?
What? No, go ahead.
No, it's okay.
Do you see that there's two clauses? You agree there's two
clauses.
And one is extra. You grant that.
I agree.
And it's got to teach you something. So now so that's not your problem. What's the problem?
The problem is the example we're using to justify it is we're going to the coin and he's got two slaves. Right? The Sacher and the Toshav.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And without the two clauses, the Sacher and the Toshav, you can't put it in context if it applies to a 60 or a 49 year.
Yes.
But they're direct relationship, okay? So that, to me, if you want to use that example, then you have to say, okay, one's a Tocher, one's a Sacher,
Yeah. Which
is a Sacher, then you have a Nara and a Magera, Bulgaris. But we're not doing that. We're just saying it's a different clause. So what? Why use this as the proof? That's my problem. You don't get it.
To show that we can deduce one from the other. Otherwise, the one with...
Why is it different? Tell me why is it different. You're not explaining better. Why is the two... Why are they different? How is slaves different than the girls?
Because it's a clause. The clause about the slaves talks about two...
You're saying the clause talks about two types of people.
Two types of slaves.
Here there's no people talked about. So we're not talking... We're talking about an age. We're talking about an age.
But the clause is absolutely relevant to...
Yes, it is. She goes free. Now, understand the context of that clause. If he doesn't do those three things, she goes free, right? What does it mean, she goes free? What does that clause mean? What does it mean?
She goes out.
That day?
No, I understand that.
Okay, so what does she goes free mean? She goes free after a certain amount, at a certain age.
Right.
Right? So not a certain age. What age? I don't know. Right? And there's no money at a certain age. So that's what we're saying. It's at a certain age. One is talking about type of slave. One is talking certain age.
Right.
So I have two clauses, each alluding to different ages.
Does a Nara have to be go free without any money?
Yes.
And a Mulgaris?
Yes.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter. Either one, you're not learning one from the other.
You're learning from the fact that if I only have one clause, I would think she goes at the later age.
12 and a half.
If I only had one clause, she goes free. What would I think?
12 and a half.
At 12 and a half. I'd assume the latest age. Now I've got two clauses saying she can go free at this age. She can go free at an earlier age. Now I see an earlier age. All right, I think what you're trying to say, but you're not getting the right words, is going to be the Gemara's next question.
Oh.
Moore is going to ask a question. So I, you know, it's like, I know it's bothering you. Something's bothering you. You're just, you're not saying it right. Well, okay, so let's go on and see. The Gemara has a different objection, or maybe it might be your objection. It could be it's your objection, but you're just not saying it. We'll see. I was trying to pull it out of you, but I'm not a good dentist. I couldn't pull it out properly. Anyway, let's see what the Gemara asks. It's a little bit tricky, guys. Got to pay attention now. Amarle Abaye. Abaye asks a question on this answer. He says, certainly by the Jewish slave, the man slave, that's a perfect drasha. That Abaye says it. We cannot. But Rabbah's application is not accurate, but for this reason. So you have to be really careful here. You've got to take this one very slow. Me dummy, how can you compare the two situations? Hossam over there. What do we have? Trey Gufe Ninhu. They are two separate entities. We have a servant who is a nirza, a servant who has his ears pierced, and a servant who is not a nirza, who does not have his ears pierced. And therefore, it's very possible to have two separate bodies.
Yeah.
Two separate people, one with his ear pierced, yeah, and one without his ear pierced. Yeah. It's very,
the same
it's very possible, yeah, to have a person who's a servant for 6 years,
yeah,
and you could have a second servant who's already going for the whole 9 yards, 49 yards, right? And you could have two separate people, one another. So therefore, when there's two possible slaves, so now, with that, dechinami kasa rachmana, let's go even further. Now, this is going to be interesting. What if the Torah would have written the words? It didn't. What if the Torah wrote, toshav nirza? It says toshav osachir. What if it would have said Toshav Nirtza? Made it explicit. Said a Toshav who had his ear pierced, who's staying for 49 years. Cannot wait. Lo Yochel. It's still, the Torah still. Vahadar, this Torah still would have said, Kasavidach would have said the other clause. The other type of a non-servant, non-servant would not eat Shuva. There would have been no problem if it would have written Sachar as well. We'll see in a second why. Just hold on. In other words, the Gemara is saying, since it's two, the concepts involve two separate individuals, even if the Torah didn't, but even the Torah wrote, a sacher who has his ears pierced. So we knew exactly what that was. Exactly what it was. The guy was there for 49 years for S&M. He can't eat truma. And then you would have thought, well, now I don't have to write the sacher because that's for sure. No, the Torah still would have wrote it. Still would have written Sachar. Say, why? I would have deduced that from a Kal V'chomer. Gemara says an interesting new rule. You can be taught a new rule here. And there's going to be a lot of manifest types of this rule as we go on in the sugya. But look at this new rule. New rule. Get ready for a new rule. Havi Sachar Milsa De'asav Kal V'chomer. The restriction of a Sachar is something we could have learned from a Kal V'chomer. And looky here. Umilsa the Ashiba Kavachomer, even though I can learn something from a Kavachomer, Tarach Vikasav Lakra, Torah would still go to the trouble to write it explicitly. We have a rule that even though you could deduce one idea from another, the Torah usually doesn't do that and will write it explicitly anyway. That's a rule. Just right now, just accept the rule the way it is.
Torah is not supposed to have anything extra.
It's not extra. It's telling you two different guys. Well, we also have another idea. We have certain ideas. For example, we have an idea of Ein Onshin Min Adin. You don't punish from a Kal Vachomer. If you say, if this guy gets punished, well, for sure this. No, maybe not. So, therefore, there is a concept, if you like it or not, that even though something can be learned from a Kal Vachomer, the Torah will go through the hassle and write the Kal Vachomer anyway. Just accept it as a rule. But that's not the main thrust of the point here, but it's an interesting point. But anyway, but the main point that he suggests, we're not up to the finishing of the question yet, but the main point is we're talking about two separate people. There are two, it's very possible to have two separate people. Torah is talking about two different individuals. One who only wants to be in for 6 years, and one who wants to stay the rest of his life. Clearly two different people. Now, two different people, the Torah is writing two clauses to deal with two different people. I could write one and know the other. Well, the truth is the Torah didn't write it clearly. But he's saying even if the Torah did write it clearly, we still would have written the other clause because things that can be learned from a clover, we write it anyway. So now, since we write it anyway, we don't have to write it clearly because we know between the two, those are the only two that are possible. So we would feel comfortable writing the two because there's two different individuals. But here's the punch. This is the part you have to really focus on. Ella, Hacha, but here, with the girls, it's not two separate people. Chad Gufahi, it's the same girl. You can't have two scenarios. It's not possible for this owner to at the same time have a woman who is a Nara, who becomes a Nara, and a woman who becomes a Bogeris.
No.
It's not possible for that to happen. You can't say he has a girl, let's say, who's 11 years and 365 days, and tomorrow's going to be a Nara. And you have a girl who's 12 years and 5 months, and then a month from now is going to be a Bulgarian. And now I'm dealing with two girls, and guess what? In a month, both of them are going to go out free. You never have a case of two girls. Why? Because Kinafkala Benaris, because once she turns 12 and goes out at 12, Bagrus, my boy, what question could there be of any jurisdiction at all? It's never possible a situation of a girl going out as a Bogeris, because she first would have gone out as being a Nara. So you never have two to begin with. So it's only one scenario that exists. Let's see a little bit of the notes. All right, first of all, a girl becomes a Nara before she becomes a Bogeris. Thus, since every maidservant will depart when she becomes a Nara, there's no such thing as a maidservant who goes free when she becomes a Bogeris.
Right.
It's no concept.
Yeah.
Now, wait. Now, that's the next point. Now, even if the Torah may at times explicitly state a law which could have been derived logically, like with the Jewish manslave, Torah will write something that you could get logically. That's what we did. Even if it would have said a toshav nirza, a toshav that has his ears pierced, we'll still write the other one, because even if we can live over, we'll say it. But at least it's two concepts that can exist at the same time.
Right?
However, scripture would never state a law that never actually exists. You never have a girl who goes out as a Bogeris. It never happens, because that's not the law. Even though if I would have known the law, I would have thought that's the law, but that is not the law. There is no such law. Hence, since there is no such thing as a maidservant who goes free with the onset of Bagrus, 12 and a half, it is impossible that scripture would teach this law merely to inform us that a subsequent phrase refers to a Nara's emancipation. If scripture had indeed wished to teach that a maidservant goes free at Naras, it should have just stated this explicitly. In other words, the Torah should have just said, say she goes out as a Nara. say she goes out as a Nara. Because that's the only case that exists. You can't say, well, I had to write both, because you would have thought Bulgaris. So since I have to write both, now I know there's two ideas. But there is no ideas going out ever as a Bulgaris, just because you would have mistakenly thought so. But at the end of the day, so then the Torah should have written one thing simple. You go out as a Nara. That's it. If you're ready, you're trying to economize on words? You're making more words to say nothing more. You say more words to teach something more. I want to teach. You know, there's two types of slaves. One has got his ear pierced, one who doesn't. There's two. There really are two different slaves that exist that way. The Torah will write both of them. Why could a guy with a couple of them? Doesn't matter, Torah will write it. Doesn't matter. Even you could have a couple of them. But at least there's two things that really exist. But if at the end of the day, by a girl, there's only one that exists. Yeah. There's only one. Now, before the Torah teaches us, I don't know that. Before the Torah tells me that, I don't know. From looking at words, I don't know, maybe 12 and a half, she goes out. But now the fact is that, well, now that we wrote this clause, wrote that clause, well, one clause can't just be one clause has to be two. What do you mean one clause has to be two? Once she goes out as a Nara, there's no such thing as a Bulgaris. Well, but how would we know otherwise? I'll tell you, no. Then write, she's a Nara. write one word. Yeah. The Nara goes free. Yeah. The Nara goes free. If you say that. Now, by the manservant, if you write, the guy with the pierced ear doesn't eat truma,
yeah. Oh.
I would still write, but maybe a guy in 6 years, even though I know from a kal vachomer, Torah writes even things you know from a kal vachomer, for whatever reason, we don't have to know why, but at least the Torah is writing another clause, it's a second body, it's a second scenario, at least the Torah is writing two scenarios. But for us, so that's when we'll say, now that it wasn't clear, the fact the Torah didn't write it clearly, now I know this clause is this and this clause is that. I write just one clearly? No, because sometimes we want to learn from a kal vachomer anyway. But as long as it still is two scenarios. But by a girl, at the end of the day, there is no two scenarios. There's only one scenario. So now, instead of saying, I need the two clauses to tell me there's two possible scenarios, so even now it goes earlier. But wait a minute, the Bagris never happens. And if it never happens, then just write simply. Say, Nara goes free with no money. So therefore, although this is a good idea by the manservant, again, I don't know if that's what you were thinking.
I wish not.
But do you hear this question? In other words, you're not. There's nothing. There's no kal vachomer if there's no second scenario. There's not even a second scenario existing. While by the Cohen's case, there is two scenarios. So therefore, this answer is out. Goodbye answer. So now we're really stuck.
Yeah.
So why does it say both? Okay, we're going to try another answer now. Gonna try it now. We have made a big assumption this whole time. There's only one definition of a Bulgaris. Bulgaris means she turns 12 and a half. And generally that is true. A normal girl who develops normally will reach a certain stage of maturity at 12 and another state of maturity at 12 and a half. But there is another way we can use the word Bulgaris. And that is for a girl who does not have the normal female development that happens, and she will become, we don't know yet, she will become a woman who is sterile and can't have children. There are women who are missing the right, progesterone, whatever, those things, and they don't develop. They don't develop the pubic hairs, they don't develop breasts, they don't develop. And these have a lot of what we call manly qualities. And if you remember the Rambam Shelley, we discussed that woman is called an Ilonis. It's a new word to learn. An Ilonis, coming from the word Ayol, which is a ram. A ram is a male. So she's like a female male. In other words, God did not bless her with female qualities that would enable her to have children. So now, this girl doesn't ever develop the normal way. Okay? Even though we say a girl's a Nara by age, there has to be certain physical things happening too to her body that we haven't gotten into. But when she's reaching 12, she has to have some pubic hairs, and to be older, she has to have certain development as a female. What if a girl was not blessed with that and she just ain't looking like a female? Well, then her state of, we don't know, and now we don't know what she is. In other words, when she's 12 and a half, she's reached the stage where we know she is biologically a female. Now, what do I mean to say biologically? She has a period. She can now be a productive female, quote unquote. That's the normal progression of Kitana, becomes a Nara, becomes a Bogeres. But if now we see that this girl is not developing, then she doesn't become a Bogeres at 12 and a half at all.
Yep.
Oh, when does she become a Bogeres? So that becomes a later age. So it's possible to have a later age by Bogeres. And we're not talking about a regular kind of Bogeres. Why are we saying all this? So that's possible to have two kind of separate girls over here. Because one doesn't become the other. And that's what he's going to develop here. So I'm just giving you the background here. So Ella Amar Abaye. Abaye, who asked the question to knock off the first answer, now gives us another one. Okay, so so this is what it is. Lo nitzracha. Why do we need two clauses? One for a bogeres. Ella lebeger de ilonis. When we talk about bagrus, that applies when a girl is an ilonis. As we'll see what this means. Again, let's see. He explains. The term ilonis describes an adult woman who has failed to develop the physical signs of female maturity, which classify a woman as a nara. She didn't even have enough to be classified as a nara. And who exhibits some masculine characteristics that show her to be incapable of bearing children. When a woman who exhibits characteristics of an ilonis reaches an age of 20, that's when she is deemed to have become an adult. That now is the rule of a girl who's not developed. Her islandess stage takes place much later because she really never becomes a Nara. She just kind of skips that Nara stage entirely because she didn't do anything to develop as a Nara. So she's like a Kitana till 20.
Does that mean the father still has authority?
Yes. In other words, she never became a Nara. Because she didn't have any of this of the physical, besides the age, you got to do something to show that you're a girly.
I mean, right? She's not Ilonis.
She's not till 20. In other words, we don't know. In other words, till 20, we're not sure what she is. Maybe she's a late bloomer.
That's right.
Could be when she's 17. Also, she's going to have every female characteristic you need. Okay, fine. But we don't know. So since we don't know what's going on, we can't say she's an R. She could be one of these. What do you call it? Yeah, whatever. She's not, I don't know what the English would call a female who doesn't have any female qualities in her. But we call her an islandess. But that means she can't have kids. I mean, her life is... No, androgynous, you have both. One is both, we have neither. Here, it's like, it's not, she definitely has the physical woman tools, but nothing physical comes out of it. Feminine comes out of that. So in other words, she's just a question mark. Every girl's a Kitana. Till she's 12, we don't expect to see anything. All of a sudden at 12, you expect to see something, and then at that age, she becomes a Nara because we see things. We haven't seen anything, so she doesn't leave the cutting stage. And now, so what? We wait. And it's a late bloomer. 13, 14, 15. All of a sudden, wait a minute. We ain't never going to see her. By the time she's 20, we say, you know, we ain't ever going to see anything from her. We got to make her a mature girl already. It's not coming from physical things, so we just got to tack an age to it. And, you know, I guess with the lack of the hormones, whatever, we at least assume the age. I guess age plus hormones creates a certain maturity. Without hormones, you have to have a later age to be considered mature. So it comes that she never is anything until she's 20. It's not a Nara who turns into a Bogeres. It's a Kitana who turns into a Bogeres. So it's not like we said, so in this scenario, it's different than the classical. The classical is, once she's a Nara, she's a Nara. She goes free. We don't need to wait for Bogeres. But here, she never became a Nara. So we're including a case of a girl who never became a Nara, who now will become a Bogeres. Now that would be possible, two different types of girls. You follow? It's not once she's a Nara, she'll never become a Bogeres. Here it's a girl who never became a Nara, who will become a Bogeres only at the age of 20.
That's when does she go free?
20.
She does go free at 20.
Ah, so we'll see. Maybe we think she wouldn't go free ever at all.
That's right.
Where does the 20 come from?
It's a Gemara. It's a Machloka, as a matter of fact. One says 20, one says 18. Gemara's going to take on 20.
Anyway, around that.
Okay. So anyway, so that's the case. So we're speaking about such a girl. So now, let's see, now I understand why I need to have two clauses. Because it's not the same girl who never has to wait for her freedom. She had her freedom at Naris. But she never had freedom at Naris. She never had freedom at... This girl, the guy looks at her, you're 12 years old, happy birthday. You look like a boy. You ain't going free. Because you're not a Nara yet. But I'm 12, but you look like a boy. So now she lost that opportunity to go free at the age of 12. So the Torah says, guess what? If she misses out on the first time, there's a later time because she's not a Nara. The question was, once she's a Nara, she looks like a girl, she's free. How do we say you can go free? I can never go free at 12 and a half. The answer is we're not talking about 12 and a half anymore. We're talking about the Bogeris, who's a 20-year-old Bogeris. In other words, there's two different times when Bogeris can happen. A classic healthy girl become a Bogeris at 12 and a half. But a non-feminine girl becomes a Bogeris at 20. And that's the Bogeris that the Medrash is saying. She can go out at 20. So, Salkadaita Chamina, I might have thought that when a girl goes out, only Benaros take book. She only goes out when she becomes a Nara. And that's really true. But what if she doesn't show the female qualities? And now, if I wouldn't write anything else, maybe she never goes free.
That's right.
Why should we let her go free? What kind of life is she going to have? I give a lot of psychological explanations now. What kind of marriage is she ever going to have? She's never going to have kids. Yeah. Better for her to be a slave a whole life.
Yeah.
Right? So I would think, Bibagris lo tepuk, she'll never leave Bagris even at 20, because what is really 20 happening? Because she never experienced Naros. This is just 20 years. We haven't seen one female thing about her. So Kamash Malan, the Torah says, the extra clauses, two clauses. She goes out free. Ein Kasef. There are two stages. There are two stages. One is a Nara. And if the girl never became a Nara, so when is she ever going to go free? At a Bogeris stage of 20, although nothing physical, but it's just the age now is 20. And that's two separate girls. And that's I have to write. And even if the Torah would have written one,
it wouldn't be enough.
It still would have to write the other. Even if, let's have a Kal V'Chomer.
No.
Even if I had a Kal V'Chomer, I would still have to write it too. Hence the phrase that refers to where is going free is indeed necessary. Let's see the note. Wow, that is at age 20. So we're talking about two different girls. So now, because there is such a statement that she goes out as a Bogeris and she goes out as a Nara. How can you have two? The answer is now we have it clear. She goes out as a Nara if she's a healthy girl. If she's not a healthy girl, I don't know. I think she wouldn't go out at all. No, she goes as a Bogeris as a 20-year-old, not as a 12 and a half-year-old. That's answer number two.